Subscribe to this damn podcast, all right?
Happening.
I guess if you are listening to the podcast, you probably subscribe to it.
Might be people download one-offs. I do that before I fully commit to a subscription. Hey, I'm John. That's Bruce.
I'm Bruce. That's John. We're two buddies in a basement.
It's true. It's a fact. We are in a basement.
John,
we call this a daylight basement because it's sort of ground level.
It's like if I could walk through walls and dirt,
uh-huh.
If I was like some sort of ghost, I wouldn't have to walk up any ghost stairs to get to the sidewalk out there.
Gotcha.
I could just walk straight through that wall and, you know,
what if there are later. So what if there are ghosts, but gravity still affects them and they float through stuff, so they all just sink straight down to the center of the earth and that's where they're all at?
But
they're like, avenge me. Whoa.
wait. Oh, no. I didn't think this fully through. And there's just a ball of ghosts that fuel. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Holy shit. The ghost earth theory here.
Right. It's also a hollow earth.
A hollow ghost.
But there's nothing down there. So who cares?
You guys.
It's just ghosts.
You think it's magma? A couple.
It's ghost
magma. Blood. It's just a pile of ghosts. The friction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're very scratchy. They're so chapped.
Between all the ghosts down there.
Yeah, it makes sense to me as a scientist.
I mean, you are technically the only scientist friend that I know.
What do you mean technically?
Technically.
Technically.
Maybe technically. Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. How much science do I really do?
I don't even know what science is.
Nobody knows.
Tell me, should I wear a mask or not? John,
this is more of a socialist or a
social experiment.
Yeah, it's just easier to wear a mask. Don't worry about it.
I went the other day. I went to your favorite burger place in town.
Oh yeah,
your favorite.
I won't shut up about it.
Two times you talked about it on this podcast.
I said, hey, that place is good.
A year and a half ago.
Oh, plus I think.
And what's it called?
Super Deluxe.
Super Deluxe.
I think it tricks people because you drive by, the signage is so well done. It looks like a chain. And you go, oh, that's some chain I've never heard of. Nope, it's just that one.
Is it?
As far as I know.
And they're pretty tasty.
Yeah.
They remind me a lot of In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, it's definitely like an In-N-Out Burger.
And like the menu's pretty small. There's maybe
like eight things on it.
Yeah, eight things. Fries were delicious. Burger was also delicious.
Correct.
But I hate waiting in lines.
Oh, yeah. That's not the place. It moves pretty quick, though.
But I had nothing really going on.
You took a random Wednesday off.
I took a mental health day.
That's good.
The sickness of my mentalness.
I mean, you joke, but I think that's really important. I love the freedom of my job where I can just be like, I don't want to go to work today. Some days you just wake up and you go, fuck everything. I don't want to go. And it's weird that happened to you on Wednesday because I also had that feeling. And I was like, I'm just going to work from home. And I did like some really boring, repetitive stuff and was watching TV. I had a case of the Mondays on Wednesday.
And it was delicious. But if there was any other day, I'm driving, looking for food at fast food. If I'm seeing more than 3 cars, I just keep driving.
Speaking of fast food.
Broken human. It's not fast enough for me if I'm parked there for a while.
No, I get you. That's why I never go to Chick-fil-A. Because it's not worth the wait in line.
Also, because you tried entering one time and you caught on fire.
Right. My skin started burst into flames. Speaking of fast food, when I was coming down on the way over here, is something going on at Taco Bell? Because that Taco Bell across the street from Super Deluxe.
It's the fourth meal? Is it kicked in?
I don't know.
Is it
people were lined up and blocking traffic, which when I'm emperor is a capital offense. You're getting a coffee is not worth blocking traffic.
You can't take up a lane of a highway to get some Mexi Nuggets.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You just can't. Ooh, do they still have Mexi Nuggets?
I don't think so.
They probably got rid of them.
That's
but
problematic, that name.
Yeah, if you're pulling up to go into a restaurant and it's full and you have to block traffic, boom, death sentence.
So I was at
Super Deluxe.
As I was waiting for my Super Deluxe in line, I'm seeing it's right by Cleveland, not Cleveland, it's right by Franklin High School, and it was about lunchtime.
Ah.
And I'm seeing all the kids, like all the high school kids walking around, going over to Taco Bell, going over to Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a couple in Super Deluxe, but it's a little bit...
It's too rich for high school students. It's
too rich for high school students.
Like, it's almost too rich for me, an adult man who works.
I got my full meal.
Yeah.
And Jamie wanted me to grab her something, one of those, they have bubbly drinks, but with some actual fruit crushed up and put in there.
Okay.
And it was like $19. I did get a burger, nuggets, fries, and that drink.
Yeah, that's pretty rich.
That's rich. It's a little rich for my blood.
When I heard that you'd had Super Deluxe, I got stomach jealous.
So you've gone three times since then?
I went on Friday after work, and I got 4 burgers and 2 fries for my wife and I to split, and the kids eat the fries. And it was $30.
Okay.
And then you just experienced this. Do you tip these guys?
I tipped them.
Yeah, I do too.
$2?
What?
I tipped them a couple bucks. I think I rounded it up.
Well, 20. They had the little touch screen. It had a 15%. I did that, which I know 20% is minimum now.
Fast food seems different.
But I was like, I'm not sitting down.
But I guess I should. If we're living in a tip world, people don't like the whole tip situation. But what if we just tipped everybody?
Just like everywhere you go. Of
only restaurant workers.
Well, and people cut your hair.
Proctologists.
Just give them a
15%. Yeah. I tuck a 10 in there for them.
Right. In the crack.
Yeah.
Here you go. This is for you. Wink.
We can take it.
And you don't wink your eye. Winking your butt.
Practice.
And no, I don't know. Don Pedro has a line for tip as well. And I'm always kind of torn. I'm like, oh, here's like a couple bucks for the breakfast burritos. I just do it because I like the restaurant, not because I receive good service. Also, you know, the 20% tip rule used to be 15, now it's 20. Okay, I get it.
Inflation, somehow.
And I understand it's the rule. I always tip when I'm at a sit-down restaurant. I always tip at least 20%. But can we have like a little leeway here in Oregon? Because the servers, we don't have servers wage here.
We don't?
You get paid minimum. I'm sure that's all anyone ever makes. And then you get tips. So it's actually pretty decent to be a server. When my sister lived in Utah or Texas, they have like a server's wage minimum, which is like $1.50.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they know you're getting tips. And so people like literally need those tips.
So the restaurant is out nothing.
It makes no difference to the restaurant.
For their workforce, they're like, hey, we got 10 waiters here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're paying them $1 an hour.
Right.
And, you know, tips will take care of it. So they're not really.
Well, that's what it is, right? That's what it's always been, is they are forcing us as a consumer to subsidize the income for the people who work there.
Oh, okay.
Which works when people tip, sort of. But when people don't tip, it can really be damaging to people.
All right, John. I'm going to slice off 5 for you tonight.
All right, good.
Nice job tonight. The extra 5.
I have my shirt cut real low. Hey, big boy.
Hey, mister. So I'm seeing all these high school kids walking around. And I'm noticing they all have their masks on like blocks and blocks away from the school.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they've been brainwashed.
And I'm just like, me in high school, right out the door, off. And these kids are just like, you know, just doing the, yeah, I guess they've just been.
They've been beaten down.
Beaten down to do the right thing.
But they're like blocks away from their school.
Yeah, blocks and blocks away. And they're still hanging out in their mask. Maybe they're just, you know, it was a cold day.
Yeah.
It really keeps your face warm.
It is kind of nice when it's wintertime.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I don't mind this mask at all.
The other day I was at a place and I saw a guy that I recognized.
And you pulled your mask up higher?
And
over your eyes?
I pulled my mask up. No, my mask was on. It was in a store. And he didn't recognize me. I saw him and I kind of dipped around the corner. I was like, I really don't want to talk to this fella right now. And I kind of just eyeballed him as he was going about the store. And as I was going about the store, we were a couple
times. Oh, he knew who you were.
I turned. He saw him. What, maybe?
Yeah. No, I mean, you're a distinct shape. I think he would know who you are.
He's a distinct shape as well.
Okay. Interesting.
Also, I wear my polka dot face mask everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So he's seen me with that.
Oh, funny. He knew it was you.
It's going to be funny the next time I see him.
Okay. Do you want to say who it is? No.
I can't. It's some old guy from my route that
oh,
I...
Oh, no.
That old guy.
When I... My kid's school is out in Troutdale, and it's within a couple miles of where my ex-wife lives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried. Every time I, like, stop to get gas or something around there, I'm like, I'm going to run into her. Not that it'd be a big deal, but I'm like, thank God I have this mask. She'll never know who I am. wouldn't recognize me.
Your long, luscious locks.
Oh, yeah. My hair's too long right now. And I have a big beard.
That guy looks familiar, but he's got a different plaid shirt.
I was
shirt.
Married to that guy for several years, but I don't remember what he looks like.
I don't remember that plaid shirt of his.
Yeah. Yeah. My similar dress would probably tip her off pretty quickly. It wouldn't be the end of the world. I just... don't want to do that.
So I heard on Joe's podcast, Superfan Joe, on his podcast, I'm his...
Macho Man Randy Scoops? No, what is it? Whatever.
So I heard on his podcast, his Patreon.
Ooh, exclusive.
An exclusive Joe Meets World Patreon. I'm the only member of the Joe Meets World Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because when they talk... on Patreon before the show starts and after.
Yeah.
It's directly at me.
He's just calling you on the phone.
Hey, Brooks. And then they'll just start talking about me amongst themselves. And Joe brought up the point that we record on Sundays.
Yeah.
We post the following Saturday.
Right.
And if he sends in an email from the Saturday show, by the time he listens on Tuesday, we're going to record the following Sunday. And he won't hear for like another, like 2 weeks from when Andy gets the point. Andy knows he's got to send in an email right around, you know, Sunday morning. So I have it fresh in my inbox to right. look at.
Yeah. Why doesn't Joe do that?
Why doesn't Joe do that?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Joe wake up Saturday morning? Well,
so what is his proposed solution?
I guess behind the scenes. They were talking about, do we edit the show? We have a week. I want to explain this to Joe and okay. to some listeners that care. What do we do? How do we do this, John?
So we record Sunday night, and then around Wednesday, you remember to upload it. Or
I finally
sometimes
pull the SD card out of the...
Take it upstairs board. Into your wife's computer, put it on the Google Drive, and then like often Thursday evening, it's uploaded. And I get a chance to listen to it on Friday. And if I have anything I want to cut out, I have to cut out before Saturday morning when you post it.
We thoughtfully think about everything that we've said.
And so a lot of times I'll listen and I'll take a screenshot of the timestamp to give myself a point of reference to edit. And then after I'm done listening to it, I go, meh, there's only like one thing I want to cut out. It's not worth it to pull it into Audacity and clip it out.
This is what you guys get.
But if there's something like I really don't want, it gives me a chance to cut it out. Where maybe I say somebody's name I don't want to, or something came out like really rude. Or
what, John?
I mean,
we're supposed to be cutting out the rude stuff.
It's surprising that I would ever say anything rude about someone. But I do. I do listen to it. Or sometimes we have audio, or I take a break to pee in the middle, which this week I didn't feel like cutting out.
I cut it out.
Oh, you did?
I've been doing all the editing for the last month. John okay. hasn't. John just has decided that it wasn't worth the time.
I believe you said it's just easier if I do it, and you took it away from me.
It's mildly easier.
Yeah.
Because I'd be waiting, John. Come on, John.
No, because you don't fucking upload it till Thursday night. And I go, all right, dickhead, I didn't get a chance to listen. You're like, whoa, you got to edit.
Do it, John.
I get like one day to listen to it. I'm like, I have other things to do.
But I went on that crazy rant.
I'm not sure why you can't upload it Sunday night like you used to do.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a lathe and a wood shop back then or a hot tub.
That's true.
Before the hot tub.
You still getting daily hot tub?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I haven't been in yet today because I was enjoying this Sunday with my wonderful children.
Oh, is that right?
And neither of my children wanted to go in the hot tub. It's been cool. Jackson, if I get home early enough before he's getting into bed, I'll be like, hey, dude, you want to go hang out in the hot tub?
Yeah.
And we go out there and just talk about life, man.
Like talk what?
About Minecraft.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Life, real life.
Oh, and every day it's sunny, he goes, hey, Dad, can we set up the hot tub? It's warm now. I go, no, it's not warm. It's still fucking frozen at night.
You got to get a calendar that he can cross off every day.
I've been telling him, you know, it's 26 days or whatever, 22 days left. We're getting there.
You didn't show him Punxsutawney Phil on Groundhog's Day and say, it's up to him, man, when this hot tub's been pulled out.
No, didn't he die or something? There was some news article.
That was a different...
Different groundhog guy?
News to me, but everybody's got their own groundhog. But no, Punxsutawney is the most famous.
The movie's about.
He's the most famous. I think it might be like an old religious thing from the Pilgrims.
Yeah, I don't know where it's from.
If you know.
Weirdly, I've never been interested in what Groundhog's Day is.
The root of Groundhog's Day?
Never looked into it.
I got a chore for you this week.
You know what? No, thanks. Don't need to know.
Okay. All right.
I also don't know when it is. When is Groundhog's Day?
It just happened. It's just.
No, I know, but it's
February
2nd. Is it always the same day? Is it one of those floating things? Like, when's Easter? Nobody knows.
Easter's... Okay. Nobody cares about Easter.
It's 40 days after Fat Tuesday, which is the third Tuesday of fucking April and Lent and...
It lines up with some pagan something or other, and then it's
how
so many
you?
Days...
This is a Christian
It's holiday. Almost as if they tried to replace another holiday with their holiday.
It's nonsense. It's when Jesus walked in the desert for 40 days, 40 nights, and Josh Hartnett was there.
Josh Harding from the...
Josh Hartnett.
Wait, is this a Mormon?
And Susan Sossman was there.
What?
And he had sex with her with a flower, and he rubbed on her tummy, and she had an orgasm. Come on.
What's that from? I didn't hear that
40
at
days,
Sunday school.
40 nights. He's like, I'm not going to have sex for 40 days.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very shitty movie. And I hate Susan. Is it Susan Sossman?
That was some
it's
early 2000s, late 90s.
Horrible garbage.
High school.
Oh, and then he gets raped at the end by a woman. A woman rapes him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's played off for jokes. And it's very problematic.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's a bad movie.
Yeah.
What happened to Josh Hartnett?
He got replaced by... That one sexy guy from Magic Mike, he got replaced.
What?
Josh Hartnett got replaced by...
Oh, the Chandler?
Channing Tatum.
Chandler?
Chandler Tatum.
Oh, I love that guy.
Speaking of movies, earlier today, yesterday, I wanted to watch a movie with the kids, and I pulled up Netflix, and a new Kevin James movie came.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Kevin James, I wrote down, it's called Home Team.
It's great.
It's a PG movie, so I was like, you know what? My kids don't watch sports movies. I used to like sports movies. You know, the underdog.
Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks, the underdog teams comes back.
Sandlot.
I can't just show them these old classics.
What was that, 90, the kid who broke his arm and he could pitch real fast?
Rookie of the Year. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
Christopher
man.
Lloyd.
So many classics.
Major League.
Yeah.
The funny one?
A little bit ahead of my... I liked it, but it was...
It was too raunchy for you.
It was too raunchy. Wild Thing. Come on.
Bull Durham.
So I was like, hey, let's see this Kevin James movie.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Madison Productions.
Oh, weird. Surprise.
Adam Sandler is still out there making movies.
Yep.
And they're about the same as they always have been. And, you know, classic underdog story. Kids playing football. The new coach comes in, teaches them how to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Changes. He's a real asshole. Becomes a sweet guy at the end.
Yeah.
And yada yada, home team featuring Kevin Smith and all the guys from every Adam Sandler movie,
really,
of all time. They just squeeze even Rob Schneider's in it.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to think of.
The guy from Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, that other guy.
Uh-huh.
No one knows his name.
But
and the rest.
But they're still. I mean, it's still an okay movie.
It was fine.
It was a fine movie.
I got about halfway through No Time to Die by. The James Bond movie. And then my wife fell asleep and I was like, I don't want to finish it by myself. It's good though.
And what if she woke up and was like, what happened?
I'd be like, I don't know. Spectre? Something? Spectre. They're the evil organization. James Bond is good though. No?
Was there...
James Bond fan?
James Bond. I haven't watched the last three. I think the last one I watched was Spectre. Was there two more after that?
No. That was the most recent one. There's only the brand new one.
I got burned out by all that testicular trauma from Casino Royale. Yeah,
that was like 12 years ago.
Yeah, it burned.
Or more.
It might have been.
He like, just gets whacked in the nuts like three or four times.
Holy?
You big,
told me this before.
By a big rope with a knot on the end.
I'm an empath, which means I can feel every bit of testicular. I'm a testicular empath.
Only for testicles.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't watch Jackass.
So I haven't watched a new one yet.
Can't do it.
You know, past guest, Josh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
He took his kids to go see Jackass Forever.
Yeah. Because Foster is fucking cool.
Yeah.
That kid rules.
He's cool. And I want to. I want him to take me to go see Jackass Forever.
I bet Owen would love that. He would have a good time watching that. Is that appropriate for children?
Probably. I don't know.
You know it's not appropriate.
It doesn't have Kevin James in it, so it's not appropriate in my house.
You know it's not appropriate. That sexy trucker lady you have on your sweatshirt over there, it's very distracting.
I'm sorry.
What's going on? I know listeners can't see it, but it's like a pinup girl.
It's a pinup girl, and it's from the restaurant Big Ass Sandwiches.
Oh, I gotcha.
R.I.P. Big Ass Sandwiches.
Oh, no, it's gone?
They've been gone for 8 years.
Oh, well, that shows you how much I know. I know you always like that place.
I like the place. They were some Big Ass Sandwiches. Ciabatta bread.
Ooh, too dry.
A whole shitload of French fries.
In the sandwich.
On top, and some cheese sauce covered in like this cheese sauce with a shitload of meat.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I used to get these.
And they were bigger than burritos.
And burritos are standard size. We all know.
Burritos are standard size.
Is this like a football sandwich?
Imagine you're packing for a hike, for like a 6-day hike.
I do it all the time. Yeah.
And you're trying to cut space, but your sleeping bag. You know, you want to be warm. You got a full-size sleeping bag. That is the size of this big-ass sandwich. Full-size sleeping bag.
So I'm old. A full-size sleeping bag is like half a bale of hay. You know, as I'm gesturing for the listeners.
Okay, a backpacking sleeping bag, you know. Well, that big.
Oh, about that big.
About this big. Everybody imagine.
Yeah.
About this big.
About a football.
But it's got a pinup girl on the front, and on her butt area, it's got their big ass sandwiches logo.
Yeah. And there's some nice side boob going on. I'm really appreciating it.
She's missing. She only has one arm also. So.
Maybe that's this is my, no kink shame.
This is my raunchiest shirt.
Yeah. The other one says... friendly motherfucker.
Well, it says friendly first.
Okay. Cancels it out.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just a mother. Hey, John, how have you been doing?
Fine. Living a boring life, unfortunately.
Hey,
what?
Somebody, Daniel was calling Jackson a liar earlier.
Uh-huh.
Jokingly, you liar.
Are his pants on fire?
And I said, liar, liar, pants on fire. Mm-hmm. And he goes, ha ha. I was like, liar, liar, pants on fire,
hanging from a telephone
wire.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've heard the first part, but I haven't heard that hanging from a telephone wire part.
I think there's more, isn't there?
And then I said, well, hey, there might be more.
You look it up?
And I looked it up. This is a real, like, we got a real show here, man. I did work. I did work for this, John, to, you know, to make these minutes fly by.
Right.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, hanging from a telephone wire. While you're there, cut your hair and stick it down your underwear.
Oh, that's a good ending. I'm surprised I've never heard that.
But the kids today, we lost the third part in our youth.
Okay.
The kids today have lost the second and third part.
What are their kids going to have?
They'll have nothing, man.
Have nothing. Have sadness.
They won't be calling each other liars, I guess.
I wonder if maybe your dad did the, while you're there, cut your hair, put it in your underwear.
Okay, Dad.
What about?
If you remember, just tell me next time you see me.
When you're sliding into first and you're feeling something, burst, diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
Diarrhea.
I mean, that went on for a long time, right? When you're sliding into home. Your pants are starting to foam. There's, you know,
there's a whole.
There's other ones.
Baseball diarrhea song.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty great. What about what was that one where you almost swear, where it's like Sally who had a baseball.
I think this is more of her.
Man, that ask you many questions.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think I've heard.
I don't know that one, obviously.
But you know my heathen parents. Didn't care as much about cursing, I guess.
Right. These were forbidden fruits. I was not allowed.
The Mormon, after Sunday school, they were
I would
were
write singing. Them down on a piece of paper and then I had to burn it. I feel so guilty. Speaking of guilty, hot button toilet question just popped in my head. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, you say?
We've discussed this before, but it's worth bringing back up. This one tends to divide the room, so get ready. You've made a poo and it's time to wipe. Are you a stander or are you a sitter? Which method is superior? As super fans know,
the room.
As super fans know, as true heroes know, Brooks is a stander, and I'm a sitter, and most people don't know that there's the other group out in the world.
Yeah, because I was raised a sitter.
Oh, interesting.
I became a stander.
As I became a man and matured. Put away childish things.
Yeah.
And I've never matured.
To change subjects very, very quickly.
Oh.
My in-laws got a new bidet at their house.
Ooh.
And my mother-in-law made sure to inform me, make sure you flush the toilet before you kick on the blower function, or then your whole bathroom just smells like shit. Because if you haven't flushed first... It's just
a stream of poop air.
Smell everywhere.
That's hilarious. Mine isn't that fancy. It has a blower. That's pretty deluxe.
Yeah.
So is it warm air? Just
the seat is warmed.
Ooh.
Water's warm, and it's got a blower with warm air.
That's pretty incredible. Yeah, I'd never leave. I'd just hang out there all day. Man, I've said it a million times, but that bidet is worth every penny. It's worth its weight in gold. That thing's the best. Mine is warm, though, so you got to get the warm one.
Mine is cold, and I still wake up. It still wakes me up in the morning. It gets me going.
So did you pass on your blasphemous standing methods?
I think I have passed on my blasphemous standing methods, man. I hate to say it to anyone my children are married to in the future.
How dare you?
They're going to have some explaining to do.
Do you think it's genetic, like, you know, detached earlobes? Where your kids have like a 50-50 chance
of standing.
You know, if Daniel marries someone who's a sitter and they have kids.
Oh, they might get
the grandkids, who knows?
They might get the
sitting gene or the standing gene.
What's really going to upset them is the baby wipe next to the toilet and small toilet, small
garbage can?
Can behind.
What's in
the
here?
Toilet.
Oh, no.
Do not look in that garbage can.
I mean, there's... I get the baby wipe. I mean, you can really do some good with that baby wipe. You can do good work with it, but I can't. I don't do that.
I just feel like I have more mobility when I stand.
That's interesting.
This idea that popped into your head for no particular reason?
Yeah, just no particular reason.
How dare you?
Do you have any?
I have an email.
Ooh, this is a good one.
This idea that you just had?
Yeah, another
maybe
idea.
You'll bring back up.
Yeah, I'll leave it here on a card.
Minutes. Is that your idea sound effect?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. This just in at 4:47. We got an email. As we just talked about Joe.
Yeah.
2 hours ago, he sent an email. Unqualified answer of the week. Dear Brooks and Giovanni Le Miserable. The rumble question went about as well as I could have expected. Spoiler alert, the 2022 rumble happened the night before you recorded, so you could have just Googled the answer.
Hey, Joe, I knew Ronda Rousey had won the ladies, but I didn't want to spoil it.
Well, let's see here. Okay.
Who was the man?
You could have just Googled the answer, but I knew my boys wouldn't do such a thing. Bonus fun fact, only one of the people you mentioned for the female rumble are currently on the active roster.
Oh.
Joe, I looked up that thing, and it was people that are rumbling in this Royal Rumbelia.
I looked up the wrong one. Rumbletonians?
So let's continue this week's unqualified answer. How do you philosophically resolve the problem of hard solipsism? I know Brooks knows, but I'll explain it for John. Thank you.
Solipsism?
Solipsism.
Mm-hmm.
Hard solipsism. Solipsism? Mm.
I don't remember what
hard solipsism. Solipsism. Solipsism?
No, solipsism.
Solipsism.
Yeah.
Is the idea that only my mind exists.
Oh, right.
And all of the rest of you are figments of my imagination. I say my mind because I'm writing this, and I know that my mind exists, even in my physical body, is an illusion. And you can tell me your mind exists, but that can't prove it.
Right.
So, yeah. A softball. Solve hard solipsism. Solipsism.
Right. It's
the only mind that exists
is your own,
aka Joe Pangrazio, aka Joe Pank, aka Macho Scoop Randy
Macho
Sprinkles,
Scoop Randy Sprinkles,
aka King of the Superfans, aka New York John, aka I Heart New York John, aka World Champion, aka Tonka.
Tonka. Tatanka, like Buffalo?
Tatanka.
So, this is a problem with all the soft sciences and things with physics as well. You can argue it until the end of the time, and there's no actual answer. You can't prove it. There's no test. There's no experiment to do to prove if you exist or I exist or whatever, right? I mean, you understand the premise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just a figment of your imagination.
Yeah, you are a figment of my imagination.
Correct. And you and I are figments of Joe's imagination.
Yeah.
So with no way to prove it, I find it just completely, it's pointless to talk about. It's navel gazing. There's no reason to give it any more thought than already has been given to it.
Well, that's a lazy man's way of thinking about this, John.
No, there's nothing to do about it.
Obviously, Joe invented us as a figment of his imagination.
Okay.
I mean, story checks out.
That's true.
I don't have any
memories before.
Before
20 years ago.
Joe invented me.
How old's Joe? He's your age?
He's a year, a couple months older than me.
Okay.
He's 3-4 months old. Hey, Joe, how old are you?
Hey.
Years old as me.
Same age as Joe.
He was moved forward. He graduated early. He might be younger than me.
Okay. Let's piece it together. It's very important.
He's a man of science. This Joseph Pangrazio,
yeah.
World champion. You know, because
Macho Scoop,
obviously, since I think of Joe so highly as a human, he's almost like a, you know, a superstar
Yeah.
to me. So wouldn't he make me love him?
Well, what about me who hates him?
Well, see, he would know that I would have a friend that might try and undermine my love of him.
Okay. All right.
It's all coming together.
Hmm. Interesting.
What about your son, who has no idea Joe exists?
Well, he's not real.
Okay.
He's just something I bring up. But as far as anyone knows, he doesn't exist.
All right. I think, yeah, Joe, I think we figured this.
We figured it out?
We figured it out. We got to figure it out. Joe, the only, you might be God, Joe.
He could be. He's doing a shitty job.
Yeah, fuck. Step it up, Joe.
Killing all those kids, you psycho.
Why give kids, like, parasites and stuff?
Yeah, it's bad.
They don't
deserve it. Step it up, Joe.
Come on, man. Do better. Think of something better.
Do better.
Do better.
The worst advice anyone's ever been given.
Do better.
Just be better at it. Stop being bad.
Stop not being good.
Yeah.
And do the other thing. That's not what you're doing.
Have you tried being Brooks?
I don't even know how to be me, guys.
Yeah, you've lost
Joe group. Knows how
oh,
I will be me.
Maybe Joe's withholding your Brooksness. He's got a little jar, concentrated Brooks essence.
Come on, shake some loose.
And he's waiting for the perfect time to, you know, drip a little in your ear while you're sleeping.
Okay.
I assume that's how it's administered.
Second email. Yawn. Gentlemen and possible bonus guests. First things first. John, I appreciate the offer to live in your basement.
There's two basements with your name on it.
But I would have to change my name so that not to be confused by talk of your youngest son.
Oh, no. He's Big Andy.
Big Andy, Little Andy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay. That's, anyways, too much hassle. But but Brooks' suggestion to open an auto repair shop has merit. I'll put it right in the sign. This is how we fix cars in New York, and it's way wicked better. Is that, Peter, is that
wicked that Boston? Is Boston?
It's wicked better.
I still like it.
Yeah, Jamoke.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Jamoke, use, hey, use, get off that car, in the car park.
I bet all the moms from John's Park will run right in.
Oh, yeah. They're like, finally, someone who understands. And you can say the city, and everyone knows you're talking about New York. The worst.
Do you not have calling hours? The family of the deceased gathered at the funeral home, and visitors can come in and pay their respects.
Do oh, yeah. You referenced that in the email last year.
Or do you call it something else? Oh, calling hours. Yeah.
Calling hours? Yeah, I don't know.
I've never heard of it. Maybe it's
is it like a Germanic tradition or something?
I don't
like
know enough, like, people who have died.
My funeral experience has been
to, like,
it's like at a church, you can go early before the thing, before the ceremony, if you want to walk up and look at the casket. And then there's like a, you know, like a sermon kind of ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if you are part of the group or you don't have to, but you drive to the cemetery and then you put them in the ground.
I think I have heard of calling hours.
Yeah. I don't go to a lot of funerals though.
Yeah. Just, I mean, I've seen things for like whatever the place is going to be open for you to come and pay respects for so many hours, but I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, maybe.
Anytime somebody dies, I just pretend Joe lets me not acknowledge their existence any longer.
Well, that's good.
It saves on a lot of, you know,
healthy
sadness in me, my heart.
Right.
I just, like, push it down low.
Push it deep.
Never acknowledge keep it.
Crushing it.
And just, you know, keep on.
Take it out when, take it out on your kids and your wife.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
One of these days, I think everything's going to be just fine. It's not going to explode like some tinderbox, right?
No. Well, do you have a lot of concussions?
No.
Okay, you're fine then.
Oh, good.
Yep. So just keep your head from getting bonked.
I won't.
And you won't be full of murderous rage.
I should get a better helmet for walking around town.
Speaking of brain damage,
Let's be Brain Damage.
Super fancy.
Super fancy. 27 great questions.
Suddenly, you're in a horror film running from a masked murderer. Your only companion is the last person you texted. And your only weapon is whatever you currently, what currently closest to your left hand. What's the movie like? What do you think you could survive? And do you think you could survive? Well, I have a can of hard cider in my left hand. And the last person I texted, let me look.
Last person I texted was my wife. I was too busy looking at my phone while you were reading that question to see who the last person I texted. What are we doing? Me and this person?
It's a horror movie.
With this peach country, apple peach hard cider. I could probably, I'm in a horror movie. What would we do in this horror movie, John?
It's a masked murderer. Not a zombie film. It's a Michael Myers, if you will.
I could probably do some damage with a single can.
Like a full can?
If it was full, if I hadn't opened it up, I could do some damage with this 19.2 fluid ounces can.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a blunt pound object. Weight. You get one bonk into the head. But, like, that's not going to stop Voorhees. He's coming after you, man. You can't kill him. He's, like, unkillable. As we've learned in Jason X, he's some sort of immortal demon that will never die. So there's basically no hope.
I feel like living in a bigger city, running outside, because in all those horror movies, like outside, it was seemed like a lot of rich folks. So they're like, I'm running through my property to get to the neighbor's house next door, which is 200 yards through the brush.
Yeah. What if you like ran into Safeway?
I'm like, okay.
Or Kroger or whatever.
Like, yeah. How?
Like, is he murdering hundreds of people? Surely the police will show up at some point.
I could get up on top of the coolers and, like, throw styrofoam to keep those. Throw those down at him. And he's trying to slice at my legs. And
you're jumping.
And it's
doing backflips.
In his hockey mask.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not just run outside and be like, hey, there's a guy walking his dog that gets stabbed as I'm running. He will kill everybody. Everybody, run in their house.
Well, like, I feel if there's enough attention to this murderer, there'd be enough power in the group of humans to stop him. That would be my hope. The last person I texted was Alex.
You're dead.
And we're both dead. There's nothing we can do. By the way, since this is my public forum, there's a Republican candidate for the Oregon Senate named Stan Pulliam, who is a man I went to high school with.
You went to high school with him?
Yeah, and he's a real piece of shit, and no one should ever vote for him. And he's a fucking creep.
Let me see that picture.
Do you know this guy?
He's as old as you.
He's a year older than I am.
Okay, tell.
He crashed his car one time looking at Playboys while he was driving.
Does that really happen?
Yep.
Let's get this on the news. This just in.
Well, I don't think it really matters because in this headline she sent me, he confirms he used to be part of a swingers group.
Because
he's a creep. He's always been a creep, and I don't like him.
You know what? Swingers. Nothing against swingers here.
No. He is a creep.
He's a creep who happens to be a swinger.
Correct.
He's not a creep because he's a swinger.
No. He also choked his sister one time at a party.
Okay, there we go. What else you got? Allegedly.
I used to see him at the gym.
Allegedly.
No, that's not alleged. That really happened. I was there. I will sign an affidavit.
Okay, you saw him at the gym?
Yeah. And also he choked his sister at a party. Shit. And we all had to fucking leave because the cops got called.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And we were like 20.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Would you...
And then at a different party, his brother Kyle choked a different girl.
Imagine... I don't know
if you know this. I don't think choking girls is okay.
You shouldn't do that. I also don't think that.
Okay.
As I was getting my son out of the shower.
Yeah?
Out of the tub. You know, my almost 10-year-old son.
Helping him out of the tub. Helping him out
of the tub. Sure. He was in the tub for 2 hours, so I was like, all right, dude. He's like, help me out. I'm like, all right, come on.
What, his legs are just all pruny? He can't climb?
He was so pruny. I don't think he could barely stand.
Wow.
And I'm like, grab the towel, start drying off his head like he's a little kid again. And I'm like, drying his neck. And he's like, are you going to choke me? This just happened. I would never choke you. This isn't The Simpsons. And you're not as much of an asshole as Bart.
Are you going to choke me? That's funny. Don't choke me, Dad.
Yeah. Anyways, this guy, imagine another 15, 20 years from now. This guy somehow gets nominated.
Probably win and be in charge.
On the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
That's how it goes.
And you get called in to testify.
That's fine.
To the Supreme Court that he choked his sister in front of everybody.
Yeah.
When he was 20. 20 is a little too old.
I was 19. Yeah, he was probably 20.
And then he gets in, and he's in one of the guys from the Supreme Court.
I mean, he's not a lawyer. He won't be a Supreme Court justice, but he could be a senator, at some point.
And you, for all time, know that this dude...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't fucking matter, right?
And he'll be like, what? I mean, I was a kid.
Remember that dude who used to be in charge?
Somebody who had at one time in their life, choked their sister... As an adult, not as a kid.
Right.
I think there might
No, I'm saying that it doesn't matter anymore, you know? Remember that guy who used to be in charge was like grabbing by the pussy and we're all like, it's fine.
Okay, all right.
Right? And that didn't matter?
Yeah.
That did not sink his political career?
This is why I stopped watching the news, because everything...
That was years ago.
I know. Everything went crazy after that.
Everything's upside down.
Upside down, topsy turvy.
Whatever happened to Bart?
And I'm out here trying to not get caught driving 8 miles over the speed limit because, you know,
That's your white privilege.
I don't like the rule of law, but I do it because I don't want to get in trouble. And there's people out there choking their sisters. I mean, sure, we've all wanted to choke our sisters.
I mean,
at some point. Okay. Cut this out. Cut that part out.
That's a note to you. Well, speaking of choking yourself out, if you cloned yourself and you could change your clone's gender, what would you like? Would you have sex with your clone? Do you think you'd end up getting married? I was just thinking that.
You're just no particular scientist, John?
Yep.
What you working on lately? Cloning?
Cloning. No, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
I have female sisters who are genetically pretty similar to me. So I have a rough idea what a female John would look like. And no, thank you. That's not something I'm interested in. That chick would suck.
I mean, if your clone came along at the right time in my life.
Oh, I see.
I'm saying sure. Oh, wait. Would you marry yourself?
Yeah.
Not would I marry your clone.
Well, I mean, you could marry my clone if you felt like it, but would you marry Lady Brooks? Brooksine.
I'd just have another Brooks to be around to like go to work for me.
Okay.
Like I want.
You wouldn't swap the gender.
I'd want him to be identical and just be like, we're hanging out together. I'd probably he'd really piss me off sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to hang out with me. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I am pretty cool.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, like, busy work that you have to do. Like, I need to clean my shop right now so I can move on to other things.
Yeah, but he's not going to want to do that.
Yeah, he is a lot like
me. We all learned this in the documentary, Multiplicity.
Multiplicity. Dang it.
I like how, like, the last one is all, like, brain damaged and awful. I'm always pretty funny.
Do you think I could clone myself and then trick myself to go to work for me so I could have the day off? Would we be like every other day we're working?
Yeah. See, that would be pretty cool, right? You could just kind of share the load.
Okay. We work 6 days a week. I start signing up to work on Saturdays.
Right. You work 3 days a week.
And then the three of us, me and Jamie, we're a throuple now.
Sure.
She's cool with it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we get that bunk on top or just like the...
That way she gets, you know... 4 minutes of 11 instead of the original two.
Tap out halfway.
All right, buddy, your turn.
But it's me, so we're cool.
Yeah, I think you'd have to float it by the wife first.
No, I think she's fine with
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but you got to feed this guy, too. And he's got to have his own car.
Hmm.
And he's got to have his own wood shop. He's like, quit using the lathe. I want to use it.
Hey, man.
Hey. And he's like, I want to get in the hot tub. Or well, I guess there's enough room, but he's like, I want to take a shower. I got to poop. Get out of the way. He's like,
I'm tired of pooping downstairs where it's cold.
He's in the kitchen and he's like making nachos and he ate the last bit of cheese. And you're like, you motherfucker.
How dare you? Yes. You're the inconsiderate. And you're like, all right. Yeah, I am.
Because that's kind of what having kids are, right? They're sort of copies of
little
you.
Small versions of your, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, man, this guy is kind of, he's in the way all the time.
I see in my kids the things that I love and the things I hate in myself.
Yeah. It's a real shitty mirror held back at you. You go, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a terrible personality quality. This one's long. I don't want to read that one. What do you got? What's going on with you? How you been?
Hey, John.
How's that weather? Hey, Andy, by the way, as you're dying under 40 feet of snow, it was like 55, 60 today. Sun was shining.
Nah, it was, I mean, it was sunny out there.
It was pretty nice.
But it wasn't above the mid-40s. I think it was like 44.
I'm looking up the
down weather. Down at my house. Hey, John, I got this funny
It was 56 today.
56?
Yep.
It was toasty.
Yeah, it'll be 60 on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
I was looking at a map of, like, America.
The snowstorms always hit somewhere else.
And there's a couple places, like the tip of Florida. Uh-huh. I'm not sure where our buddy Simon, Florida John, lives down there. But it was 80. And there's a couple spots down in Arizona that were 80.
Well, yeah.
And we're up here in the mid-50s and, you know, ice and ice and ice over there on that side of the country.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Andy. Hey, John.
Yeah?
This little thing just popped into my head. Art is a math problem. Hey, I'm not reading. This is just how I think sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are Joe thoughts.
It's the future, man. All of the best art is now made by artificial intelligence. Music, poetry, movies. Finally. The whole enchilada. Why? Because art is a math problem. The AI solved it. So, is this awesome? Or are you some dipshit that thinks this robs humanity of its soul or something? Huh, John? Obviously, that just came off the top of my dome.
Yeah, I don't think that robs humanity of anything.
So you're telling me everything is, I'm telling you that everything is like a Happy Madison production with Kevin James?
Well, I assume that we consider this media good, right? The AI didn't solve the problem like poorly.
We're almost there.
Yeah. I mean, there are artificially generated songs that are bad, but basically all music's kind of shitty, so... That's fine.
What if it ends up on TikTok? It's in a real, and it really slaps.
Oh, slaps so hard. It's really fire.
Fire?
Yeah, I get into it. Or if it's in a kid's movie.
Lit.
I hear it 45 times.
Lit.
I eventually will like it. Yes, lit is
another word.
Thank you. And no, that doesn't offend me at all.
I don't know.
I don't think people do art for it to be good. You do it because you like doing it. Isn't that the idea?
I do art.
Uh-huh. me art.
Me art sometime. And yeah, I've just learned as I'm getting more artsy that it's not what it is, but it's what I bring to it.
You know, make it as
I'm
as
me.
Possible?
There's 1,000 other people that can do a better thing than I can do.
Yeah.
But I'm me doing it. I'm me doing art.
I'm me do art. Good.
Sometime.
What did I say the other day? Why, you know, drive. Why no helper you? Something like that. No, if like, yeah.
Like no, this podcast, for example, do you think robots could? Oh
easily.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's just random shit.
Random shit popping into our heads.
Joke.
Poop joke. Yeah. We didn't even talk about poop that much.
Barely.
Barely 20 minutes of the podcast. That, no, it doesn't rob humanity of our anything. You know what I always think about? I think maybe I've talked about this before. I always think about this all the time.
You won't constantly. Stop thinking about it right now.
In the Star Trek, I used to watch the Star Trek back in the day on the WB32 because I had rabbit ears and I got three channels.
WB.
That's right. And the Next Generation was always on, so I used to watch that. And they mentioned that they don't have money, right? People just live on Earth and there's no, you don't have to work or whatever. I was like, well, what the fuck does everyone do all day? And they're like, oh, they just like make art and do sculptures and stuff. I'm like, that sucks. I don't want to do that.
But people play Minecraft and
yeah, I was like,
90% of it is just grinding for hours and hours of doing nothing.
Yeah. If he was like, yeah, everyone just like plays video games, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, you know, everyone's ultimate goal is to have time to do art. I was like, no, not mine.
Yeah. A lot of people like yourself can't get into art.
No. No, I mean, I could, and I'd be fucking great at it.
What would you do if you were artsy? I mean, you're going to be retiring here in 10, 11 years.
Right.
And then you and your wife just going to be living.
Yeah. Well,
arting it up.
I wouldn't have a wood shop because that's stupid.
Hey.
And maybe I get a wood lathe. That seems pretty fun. What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
I don't know if you could fully appreciate it what? Like I do.
How dare you? No, I think having a metal shop would be cool. I would like to make stuff out of metal. Like a man's material, not this wimpy, flexible garbage. That we
find
people use
on the side of the road.
Uh-huh. Oh, if you can find chunks of metal.
Oh, you can?
Mm. I don't know.
Washing machines. Dish.
Oh, boy. Dishwasher.
Old sinks.
So much. And, yeah, I don't know. I probably wouldn't
do that. You get into t-shirt, tie-dye?
Watching movies?
I'm going to. What if you wore exclusively tie-dye?
Hold on. Knowing me as well as you do. Do you think I like tie-dye or I don't like tie-dye? What do you think? What's your guess?
I think your plaid man, that's very uniform.
Yeah.
Plaid lines, vertical, yeah. Horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
Very little at a 45 degree perpendicular.
I have no 45.
There's no 45s on that shirt at all.
Flat, straight lines.
And you know, tie-dye might be a little too crazy for you. Or you're just too lazy to do your own tie-dye, or it costs too much compared to a plaid shirt tie-dye.
Interesting.
Let's see the answer.
I don't like tie-dye. I think it's stupid. And they're generally very ugly.
I've never, ever done it.
Oh, really?
No, I've never have.
I feel like I did it a few times in, like, Scouts.
That's where I would do it.
Yeah.
But you know.
And you're like, oh, cool, I made a terrible shirt. Hooray.
It's really colorful in lots of different ways.
Yeah, like it took a bunch of time.
And I wrap rubber bands. There's like rubber band wrapping.
So many rubber bands.
But, I mean, I have like two tie-dye shirts that I wear sometimes.
I've seen you wear one.
And they were given to me.
I won't turn down a free shirt.
Yeah.
But, no.
I could go tie-dye. Nah, I'd have to be retired.
Who's got
the
time?
To be retired. I'd want that to be my exclusive uniform.
Okay.
You know, having to switch from brown. I should be going tie-dye because I'm 50 hours a week. I'm wearing just brown.
Oh, sounds nice.
The other 75, 80 hours. I don't know. How many hours left?
Who knows? Nobody knows. 24 times 7? Possible.
160.
Wait, do I have to have the real answer now?
68. 168?
Yep.
There we go. And,
What a journey that was.
Oh, shit. That's a lot of extra hours that I hadn't thought about.
Well, you're unconscious.
So I got 50, plus I got another 118 hours of the week.
Boy, you got to get you got to pick up a side grind. A side hustle.
I could get two more. I mean,
isn't Keith doing something? He's working on the side doing.
Yeah, our boy Keith. I wish I had. I mean, he's got the podcast.
Yep. the YouTube channel.
He's got Old Friends New Roads, the YouTube channel, and he's got a leather engraving.
Oh, right, right.
He's got that awesome laser cutter. We're going to have him back on to talk
I need to know about this laser cutter.
And he's started this side hustle doing this, selling his leather engraved whatever, patches and stuff, cool stuff.
Yeah.
And he, the reason was because, you know, he makes money and he spends money. Hmm. He wants to have one of his hobbies pay for itself or to pay for stuff. Then instead of like the big boy check that comes in from his real job.
Right.
Going out to fund stuff he wants to do. And I, that's exactly how I feel. Now I got to get back into Etsy because I just spent another $170 on woodworking stuff.
You're right.
And, you know, I haven't made any more things for my Etsy.
Well, you're like, you're a lot in the hole on wood lathe stuff, right?
Yeah.
But
pretty soon. You want a wood bowl? Email the show.
$45.
I'm going to, when I finally start selling my wood bowl, Sean, mm-hmm. I'm going to undercut everyone on Etsy. You'll
flood the market with cheap bowls.
I'm flooding the market with mediocre to acceptable bowls. Because wood bowls are like $90 and up.
Okay.
You know, like $30 for a bowl. We're good. I don't need to make a ton of money off this.
You going to go down to Saturday Market?
No.
Have a stall?
I'm going to open up.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think it's still a thing.
You want to know a secret? I've never been to Saturday Market.
I've bought like 3 things from Saturday Market.
In your whole life?
A lot of elephant ears.
Okay. Yeah. Fry bread.
Never bought any real. I think we bought a cat scratcher toy one time.
Wow. Amazing.
Just loaded up with catnip.
Farmers markets are pretty terrible generally.
Farmers, I mean.
You go, this is too much for a cucumber.
All that tie-dye is really scaring you off, right, John?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, John.
Dirty hippies.
You got anything else left on this week's agenda?
I went to the optometrist. It's pretty exciting.
For your ops?
I'm wearing contact lenses in case you hadn't noticed.
You're thinking about getting LASIK.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I was talking to this guy at work, and he was like, yeah, I got it when I was like 35. It was awesome. But now I'm 50, and I have to wear reading glasses again. And so he said to me, you better hurry up and do it because you're going to start having to wear glasses. He's like, enjoy it while you can. You're going to have to wear glasses again.
Do people go back in and get them readjusted?
Well, no, you have, as you get older, you wear reading glasses.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different problem than what I have. I'm nearsighted right now. As you get older, you just naturally become farsighted. And I don't think LASIK fixes that. Maybe it does. But I would have like 10 years of good eyes. And then I have to go back. That would suck.
And it's like $5,000 or something?
Yeah, it's not cheap either, so maybe I won't do it.
But
fuck it.
But man.
It's not worth it.
Looking at your beautiful naked face.
I could just wear contact lenses.
Just wear contact lenses.
It's not that big of a deal.
I need my glasses, you know, because they make me look cooler.
That's true. They're pretty groovy.
Everybody have a glorious week.
Have a story-worthy
week. Have a story-worthy week. If you want to email the show.
And buy a bowl.
Buy a bowl. Get in on these bowl sales before I go through the roof and start charging a big bucks. You got a chunk of wood?
Let me know. I need it.
Let me know.
Basement Buddies.
Pod at gmail.com.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't have a jizz cork tonight. Ba ba ba.